This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it didn't take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do mean it. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room. Check, yes, I'll move it. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You can head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a bunch of stuff you can do up there. Include buying my book, Rambling Over Right... Okay. Buy my book, Ramblings, like it was a second ago, of a right-wing, Bible-thumping white guy. All the things the left has taught you to hate about guys like me. And you're going to find out it's not true. There's no need for it. Seriously. You know, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, responding to some of the stuff that we have going on, some of the comments that we make. The if you want to send me an email, send it to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, and then I will respond to it as best I can. I can't respond to them all, but if you put a big capital TRS, yeah, I got to watch out now because his was something, his was close. Eris, TFS. Yeah, Eris, if you're listening, stop using my stuff, okay? Anyway, I'm Joe, the senior host, always a pleasure. But send it with a big TRS in the subject line. That way there, I know you're not trying to sell me something. I know you're not an, a bot, as they call them, you know, an email bot. And I know you're really, truly asking me to have somebody on, or you want, want me to deal with a certain topic. Send me a link to a story, but do me a favor. Tell me why you want me to do the story. Don't make me read the whole thing. Because sometimes I read the title and the first two lines... The gotcha is 12 lines further down, and I don't get that far. If you don't get me in the first few lines, you ain't got me in my best English. Again, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll have a representative on from Campus Reform after the break. And you wouldn't believe the stories that are going on college campuses. I mean, these people can't take anything. Let's just, well, I'll hang out on Campus Reform. I don't know what a compass is. I'll hang out on Campus Reform for a little bit. You know, you have things like tough students. Not tough students. Tufts students. Tufts University in Massachusetts. The students say that Ben Shapiro's views put them in danger because the views could drip out of his ears, crawl up into their head, and maybe make them smart. I don't know. I don't even know what they're talking about. Liberal students at Tufts University, which is probably most of them, are pressuring the student government to deny funding for the College Republicans to host an event featuring Ben Shapiro. The funding request was scheduled for discussion by the Tufts Community Union on October 29th, but was tabled at the request of Tufts College Republicans. Now, their president, George Barakas, who told the Tufts Daily that the club need time to prepare a response for following a swift mobilization against us. They don't like the words, so the guy can't come on. They hurt them. They don't hurt them physically. They hurt their feelings. They make them feel bad about who they are. They make them feel bad about what they think. Ew. So Tufts University for Immigrant Justice and Tufts Student Action, TSA, had created a Facebook event called Pack the Room, Vote No to Ben Shapiro. in hopes of... Now, how do you vote no on a person? I mean, seriously, don't they tell us that if illegal aliens, they keep telling us a human can't be illegal, right? I mean, come on, you know, a human can't be illegal. Well, how do you vote no on a person? No, no to Ben Shapiro. No, no, no. They're trying to persuade the student senators, but cancel the demonstration after the vote was postponed. Ben Shapiro's history, well, you know why? Because they really didn't expect the kind of turnout that was going to happen. They're cowards. Ben Shapiro's history of spreading fake news and fear. You know what? Of all the conservative commentators, Shapiro hasn't spoken a fake word or given a fake theory or, given a fake statistic that I can remember. He's brilliant. And he knows what he's talking about. I mean, I would hate to have to sit through a conversation with Ben Shapiro, Laura Ingraham, and Evan Sayet. I mean, there'd be smoke coming in my ears just trying to keep up with them. Huh? And Tucker Carlson. Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Anyway, Ben Shapiro. So they claim that he spreads fake news and fear mongering. So apparently now, if something scares you, look at, hey, don't drive over 60. That car could go out of control. Is that fear mongering? Right? If you don't drive fast on a spare tire because it wasn't made to do 60, is that fear mongering? Don't spend all your money there because you may not have enough money to get back. Is that fear mongering? You guys, anything that scares you is fear mongering. Can't be truth. This is why you're going to be in so much trouble. Actually, this is why you are in so much trouble as adults. And you want the government to bail you out because you're in so much trouble as adults. If Ben Shapiro is invited to campus, he will be giving a legitimate platform to continue spreading these lies and will threaten the undocumented friendly environment we've spent the past 5 years fighting for. You mean the illegal friendly environment, which you really mean, but that's okay. The description continues before calling our readers to attend and voice their opposition to the event. However, who knew that there were going to be people for the event that were going to show up? You know, I got to go. Can't handle it. Some tough students posted on a wall of Facebook event saying the Shapiro should be able to come to the university and speak. In other words, even people who didn't agree with him said he had the right to be there. This is where you miss it big time on the left. And this is what's going to keep you out of power. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Lots more coming up after the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now. This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Don't you love electronic devices? Hello. What? No, I don't want to. I want it to work. I want to press the button. You know, a friend of mine used to say this, and I thought it was great. I want to mash and go. I mean, that was just what he wanted. And I don't blame him. You pay for the stuff, you want it to work. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Let's do the Real Side on GCN. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I would love to, I'd love to know some of your Christmas traditions. Seriously. And send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And I mean that sincerely. I'm curious. I'm going to read some of them in the air. I won't give your name unless you specifically tell me I can. I mean, everybody's got their stuff that they do. You know, my family was Italian. You had to have three times the amount of food that you needed. Always lasagna. We made a turkey for the Americans that came by, right? But everybody else had manicotti and it's not manicotti. It's manicotti. And we had lasagna and salad, you know, lots of antipastas, which is not antipasto, antipastas that had lots of meat and that kind of stuff in it. But that's what you hear people say, yeah, can we get an antipasta? No, there's no auntie here by the name of pasta. So
your auntie Joanne, though, you eat her antipasta.
Oh, God. I'll let her know you said so. There you go. Five real Joe. All right, let's get on it. We have, you know what? Maybe I should save this. Now I need to save it because I've gone too far into the hour, into the segment. So we'll save it for the next one, our college crazies. Cause, what? No, I can't do it. There's not enough time in that. There's not enough time for it. I'm going to run out of time, and then they're going to get mad at me. They're going to write me a note. They're going to tell me how, you know, why could... Okay, maybe I can pull it off. Let's see. If I can't, it's her fault, all right? No, you think about all the college crazy stuff that's going on. We could do all 3 hours on this. Okay, like I told you, every single week we're going to bring in the college campus crazies. But somebody who's actually on campus, and not me, the old guy who just reads about it, we've been doing these stories for years, and it always, always amazes me. You know, you have to think to yourself, are they using all their brain cells when they do some of the stuff that they do on campus? So Mitchell Gunter is joining us this week. He's a South Carolina campus correspondent, and he reports liberal bias and abuse on campus for Campus Reform. He is a civil engineer student at Clemson University. In his free time, he enjoys the outdoors, following politics. Come on, Mitchell, following politics is like free time. You should be out there fishing and stuff. Yeah, but it's always a pleasure. I love these stories, and I do these stories, these kind of stories on a regular basis. And one of the first ones I want to hit with you is this one about these small desks that are causing hostile environments for fat students. You know, I was doing the story last night about the new clothesline to kind of go against fat shaming. And I was saying, you know what? If you're comfortable, if you're a large person and, you know, you're comfortable in a size 41 bikini, go for it. Don't let us stop you. But that now this is all different. Now we now have to make desks for the large size people. How does this work?
Absolutely. So there's a executive director of research at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte. Her name is Heather Brown. And she interviewed about 13 rather obese women in college. And they found that two small desks not only made fat women feel unwanted, but they also perpetuate something called thin privilege and fat.
Oh, hatred. I heard that yesterday. Thin privilege. My God. God bless America. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, to me, I just find this emblematic of so many problems on the left these days on college campuses. You know, first of all, you know, we're teaching the youth of the nation that a positive, healthy body is not something to be strived for, that, you know, being too obese to fit in a desk is somehow normal. Well, you know, they call it this fat-shaming stuff. You know, I've got news for you. If you can't fit in a normal-sized desk, it's not fat-shaming. There's an issue there. There's a health problem.
Look, I'm an oversized guy. That's like what they call me. I call me fat. All right, I am clinically obese according to our numbers here in America, and you tell people you own it. Now, if you look at with all due respect, if you've got a medical issue, then we're not talking about you, obviously. But if you have what I refer to as hand in mouth, where you can't keep the food that's in your hand away from your mouth, then that is a personal issue that you have to deal with. And frankly, I love these people who now are saying that being fat isn't necessarily unhealthy. I don't know about you. I haven't seen any fat 89-year-olds or fat 85-year-olds or fat 90-year-olds. So I would imagine it's got something to do with it. But we're allowing the young people or shoring up the fact that if they think it's right between their ears, if they think that if it's a thought that they have, all of a sudden we give it credence and credibility, don't we? Or the PhDs do anyhow.
Absolutely, and really, this is just another example of the left choosing to place feelings ahead of facts. Obviously, you know, if you have a medical condition, you can't help that. But, you know, it's probably wise to, you know, push young people especially to have a healthy body. And really, I mean, it just improves your quality of life as well.
Yeah. Last summer, I decided I was just way overweight. I'm not talking about 17. I'm talking about the summer of 16. And I ended up losing 30 pounds. And my knees stopped hurting. My feet stopped hurting. I wasn't sucking for air going up a flight of stairs, you know. So, you know, what you're saying is true. It doesn't take a whole bunch to make those changes. But what psychologists say is, when these large people feel themselves to be fat, they actually do the opposite. They end up eating more because they feel bad. Well, this sounds to me like it's an issue where they need to go seek some help. You don't say, okay, well, it's all right, you're fat because you're not feeling bad. No, you got to get them some help, right?
Absolutely. And there's no need to, you know, call people names, you know.
Nope.
Everybody starts from a base point. You know, you might have genetics. You might not be a naturally gifted runner, but you know, everybody can start somewhere. And, you know, if you look even like 50 years ago at high school gymnasiums, how it's changed. I mean, you know, we have a huge problem in this country with body, just people being unhealthy, you know. I mean, we've got to get back to the point where we can, we're not so worried of offending people that we don't call out their unhealthy lifestyle.
Yeah, I think they're mixed up here. It's not like you're walking around campus pointing out fat people, going, hey, you know you're fat, you need to lose some weight. What's wrong? It's not that you're doing that at all. And the one item in the article says that this is called a fat stigma, and that you know, when people know themselves or feel themselves to be fat, they get worse grades. Well, they're not getting worse grades because they're fat. They're getting worse grades because they feel bad about themselves. And maybe they know. I don't know. I'm not a psychologist here, but maybe they know they can do something about it, or maybe they feel like they can't do something about it. But either way, how about we get these people help instead of instead of covering it over or masking it over? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. More about what's college campus crazies. I haven't got a better name for it. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at kdarmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello? Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining. We are back. Meantime. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's just get right to it. I mean, seriously, people, the craziness that's going on college campuses across the country, if you don't see it, if you can't figure it out, you must be in a coma. And if you're sending your kids to college campuses, I actually had somebody who knows me, knows that I do the show, came up to me and said, tell me, give me a list of the colleges that are the craziest in the country, because you know what? I don't want to send my kid there. And I hear you do these stories, and I'm horrified, and I don't even know where to start. So I'll tell you what, start by listening to me. Like I tell you every week, you know, we hit these stories pretty much every night about the crazies going on the college campuses across the country. I remember in the early days when you guys thought I was joking with you. You thought I was making these stories up. And then I started sending you out to the websites. And you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe this is really happening on our campuses across the country. But, you know, some of you, you're sending your kids there. You're spending your hard-earned money to send your kids to these campuses and not knowing, not understanding what they're up against, what they're having to put up with. You know, Mitchell Gunter is joining me. He's a South Carolina campus correspondent and reports liberal bias and abuse on campuses for campus reform. Mitchell, thanks so much for being with me today.
Hey, great to be with you, Joe.
You know, the Dems, the loving, the accepting, the big, you know, tent group who pretty much will let anybody get away with almost anything unless you are a conservative or you're a Republican or even a Christian for that matter. It's always amazing to me the hypocrisy behind what these people do. Now, in Wisconsin, the Wisconsin College Democrats vice chair lashed out against white men last week, tweeting that she feels a emphatic hate towards that demographic. Man, that's scary and that's sick. Tell us more about that.
Well, obviously, you know, the exact phrase is too sensitive to even repeat on the air, but, you know, it's sadly not surprising. You know, white men have become kind of the proverbial boogeyman of the left.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you replace white with any other race, you're going to have a media outcry. You're going to have a firestorm over at CNN, MSNBC, but, you know, for some reason, it's okay to beat up on white men.
Oh, and it'll never. Why? Because we don't fight back. Because we are held to a different standard. I got to tell you something. I don't care whether it's the white supremacist groups. I don't care whatever group they want to pull up and beat on. Isn't this the group of equality? Is it really about the color of one's? Shouldn't everybody get a fair shake and a fair shot? It doesn't seem that way because if you are a pro-life white Christian man, you're done for. You might as well just head for the gallows, right?
Absolutely, and you know, there's this kind of sermon on the left about a multicultural society, but really, this kind of shows their hypocrisy when it comes to, you know, preaching tolerance and yet being as intolerant as any group of people in America. You know, if a conservative had said something like this again another way, you know, there would be an absolute outcry and, you know, it'd be front page headlines.
Well, look, she on her website or on her bio, it says that I believe everyone, regardless of race, age, religion or gender, deserves the equal opportunity to achieve anything they put their minds to. She adds, noting that she also believes in strong labor unions and the right of individuals to marry the person they love, except if they're white, straight, Christian males. No, I put that in there myself. But from her tweets and her other, it's really interesting. And you're exactly right. If we write stuff like this, if we say things like this or along these lines, we're drummed, in my case, we would be drummed off the air. The radio stations would start dropping us. But when you're, apparently, if you're a hardcore left, you can get away with almost anything. It's just amazing to me, seriously. And when you talk to the young people, but Mitchell, when you talk to young people in and around the campus, is, you know, because sometimes they accuse us or they accuse people like you and I of reaching out to that fringe group, and it's just a fringe group that are nuts like this. Do you find a lot of the young people on the campus are confused or have these viewpoints?
No, I wouldn't say that a lot of people on campus have these viewpoints, Joe, but, you know, sadly, this is actually fairly common in the online space. You know, on Twitter, you know, things like this are said all the time. They're reported to Twitter. You know, and Twitter will take down things that aren't even that controversial, like conservative opinions, namely. But, you know, you'll see things like this all of the time in the online space. But, you know, thankfully, I would say this is only a fringe minority group.
All right. So at your own university there, this is almost funny. You've got dueling flyers happening. It's almost like they're fighting for that white guy they can't stand, right?
Absolutely.
Tell me about it. Tell me about the flyers.
Well, at Clemson, you know, we had some alt-right posters show up on our gymnasium. Personally, I go to Clemson, you know, and there are no open alt-right white supremacist groups here. But all of a sudden, these white supremacist alt-right flyers appeared on our gymnasium. Now, only a few days later, the anti-fascist group, the Antifa group, which has previously littered campus with papers anonymously, they've proven they can do it before. No one knows who does it. But they put very similar flyers all over campus, which has prompted many to believe that, you know, this was a false flag event.
The title of it was Attention White People. The poster reads, tired of being blamed for everything. Wonder why only white countries need multiculturalism. Tired of political correctness. Join the alt-right. You know, I love this because when you see who's doing all these damages, when they finally do get arrested and they get grabbed, on these campuses, you see them out at some of the other places, it ends up inevitably they're always hardcore left-wing Democrats. You know, I just love it. And they need to be called out more and more and more on these issues because, yeah, again, letting people know, truly uncovering these people, it may not stop them, but it sure as heck, I believe it'll slow them down, don't you?
Absolutely. And, you know, we've seen very similar instances at the Air Force Academy, for instance. There was a racial slur posted, you know, a matter of months ago, and they determined that an African-American student had actually done a false flag. And so, you know, these instances are very common. And really, I mean, all they're doing is hurting the case of the left, which is advantageous for us. But unfortunately, it harms the credibility, and no one can really know truly if these racist incidents are actually happening.
Mitchell, the thing that makes me crazy about all of this is that you've got, you know, parents that are paying for this. They're paying good money for their kids to go to these colleges. And do they not know this is happening? Do they just, do they just not care? I don't understand. I'm at a loss, because if this was my child and I heard about this stuff going on, I'd be doing one of two things. I'd either be looking for a new college for them, or I pull them out altogether. I don't know.
Absolutely. So the first thing you got to look at is, you know, these colleges and universities are all about quashing the controversy. So in whatever way to quash the controversy, they're going to do. So, you know, if these controversial incidents are happening at a college campus, they're not going to self-report. They don't want people to know about them. Right. First of all, because, you know, that would drive away donor dollars. That would drive away prospective students. And the second thing is, you know, normal college students, they want to come to college, you know, conservative college students, they want to come to college and they want to earn a trade and they want to leave. It's not some grand political struggle. But, you know, when you have a militant wing of left-wing protesters on campus, you know, left-wing activists, they can kind of drive the issues home. And, you know, I just don't think the news really gets it out all the time, which I think is why campus reform is so crucial.
Yeah, well, I appreciate what you guys do. I've been watching you guys for years. I've been doing stories on what you and frankly, you know, one of the few voices I think in a smaller wilderness out here that has been screaming, look, guys, if you don't get a hold of this, if you don't, and for years I've been saying this, if you don't get a hold of this, if you don't pay attention to what's going on the campuses that your children are on, this is going to run rampant, because your kids, two things. One of the most respected people in the community are high school teachers and college teachers. And the kids respect those college teachers to a big degree. How are you going to fight that? They have your kids all day long. So you need to get out in front of it. And that's always been kind of my contention with all of this. Tell people how to get more information on you, Mitchell, and read some of your writings.
Yes, sir. So if you go to campusreform.org, and if you look at my author page, you can check it out. You can follow me on Twitter at @rmitchellgunter. And, you know, keep your eyes peeled. There's a lot of campus craziness going on.
Yes, no kidding. All right, thanks a lot, Mitchell. Appreciate your time with me.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
I love those guys. I mean, I really do. I love the way he's so respectful. A young guy on a college campus that's so respectful. So I do appreciate these guys. I do appreciate when they hop on with me and the questions. Now, he's going to be our new connection, if you would, at Campus Reform. So, you know, Heather Sherlocker, she was the one that the Southern Poverty Law Center went after. So she's going to be traveling and talking at campuses and teaching our young people how to stick up for themselves. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Somebody made fun of my music last hour. You don't like it? Send me links to better stuff. Stuff that I like. Because if I got to listen to it every day, because you're not here every day, I am, then I want stuff I like. It's really that simple. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, tomorrow night, I'm going to have a pastor on to talk about, are Christians, and I mean a lot, not a couple, but a lot, are Christians practicing satanic or non-Christian traditions? And is it okay or not okay? You know, we have pastors, and unlike some people, I don't care how the pastor dresses. I mean, as long as he's clean, he's taking a shower. But I'm not so much interested in how he's dressed. I'm interested in the message that he's given. Because if he's right on and the message he's given is all about love and caring about God, then the other stuff's going to fall into place. I don't care about it. But we've got a lot of pastors think it's cool to buck the word. And I think we played a clip last week, or I saw a clip about a pastor that was on The View, and he wouldn't deal with abortion, which is really sad. Because he had an opportunity, because he was hawking his book, he had an opportunity to let people know truly what the Word of God says about abortion, about all those things that nobody wants to touch. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, so I was going to play this last week. I just haven't got around to it. See, I give away all kinds of secrets. One of the White House press briefings, I think she was a CNN reporter. I don't know, so don't hold me to it. Been too long. After 48 hours, I don't know what I'm doing. So she wants to know how the White House feels about slavery. And now, I thought this was handled in the 1860s. But I guess for this black African-American female reporter, she wants clarity. I don't think she's going to get it with these words.
The question is, does this administration believe, does this president believe slavery was wrong? The last question, compromise, the issue of compromise. What is the definition of compromise as it relates to slavery and the Civil War?
Compromise and slavery in the Civil War. So I guess the president needs to take a history lesson, needs to read all the books, he needs to read everything that was going on back then to find out what his thought of what that might have meant back then. Does that sound like a relevant question to you? Seriously.
Look, I'm not going to get in and relitigate the Civil War. Like I told you yesterday, I think I've addressed the concerns that a lot of people had and the questions that you had, and I'm not going to relitigate history here.
When you left. So, and I'm going to ask the question again.
Why don't you ask it in the way that you're...
Yeah, ask it the way, not to let me know exactly the answer you're looking for, to try to make it look like we're all for slavery. Why don't you try doing that?
I'm not accusing. I'm asking the question, Sarah, seriously.
No, you're not asking the question. You're pushing in the direction.
The question is, does this administration believe, does this president believe slavery was wrong? And before you answer...
And before you answer, I already know he hates black people.
Mary Frances Berry, historian, said... In 1860, there was a compromise. The compromise was to have Southern states keep slavery, but the Confederacy fired on Fort Sumter that caused the Civil War. And because of the Civil War, what happened? The North won.
I think it is disgusting and absurd to suggest that anyone inside of this building would support slavery.
Don't you love her? I just love her. She's not putting up with anything from these idiots. Idiots. Talking about slavery with the president, it is absurd in today's day and age to suggest that people in the White House are for slavery. Seriously, and I think it's hilarious that she even asked the question. I think she deserves, frankly, I think she deserves any kind of ridicule she would or might get. It's just a waste of everybody's time. Truly a waste of everybody's time. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let's see. We, Colin, okay. Oh, there you go. Always a kick out of this. Or do I even want to do that one? Nah, I don't want to do this. See, you see how we do this? I choose as I move on what I want to talk about, what I don't want to talk about. Seriously. I don't like any of these. I chose these earlier and I can't stand them. That's terrible. All right, we'll go back to the old tried and true. What can I tell you? The professor wants... Since we're doing the weight stuff. Right, a professor wants body size added to diversity curriculum. So, we went from... You can't say anything about gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual, and all that. You can't say anything about the cisgen movement. You can't say anything about the gender-neutral movement. You can't say anything on the transracial movement. Then you have trans species. You can't make fun of those people either. You can't, what was the other one? Trans limbs or trans?
Abled.
Transabled. There you go, that one. Can't say anything about the transabled. Anything that has trans in front of, apparently you can't say anything about, because then you're transphobic or something along those lines. And now we're going to move into body sizes. You can't shame, but and they make it sound like you're running around going, you're gay, you're fat, you're, I mean, really? Who does that? The professor at the University of North Alabama recently called for body size to be added to the college diversity curriculum to help fight weight-based microaggressions. Think about all this. God. Andrea Hunt, who teaches sociology at the University of North Alabama, she surveyed 13 fat college administrators about their experiences on campus. 13 out of, like, what, 2,000, 3,000, 5,000 people on these campuses? And found that many of them experienced fat shaming and microaggressions. But what do you call fat shaming? And what do you call microaggressions? Seriously. I wonder if when they get on a plane, do they scream about fat shaming? Because I got to tell you what, lady, if you're going to take up two seats, you're going to pay for two seats. If you're so big that I can't read my magazine because you're almost in my lap, yeah, you need to buy two seats and I need to move over. And I've been next to them women. I've been next to them guys. You know? Anyway. Within higher education, she says, weight-based microaggressions are used as a way to undermine someone's credibility, result in verbal shaming by colleagues, and to affect employment outcomes, Hunt argues. Look, I've seen people in jobs that I've worked at, large, I had the same problem at one time. Very, very large people couldn't walk from the front door to their desk, which was about 60 to 80 feet away. They had to keep stopping. You don't think that affects productivity? And you think that the boss has to deal with that? Now, again, as I said earlier, and if you can't figure this out, then maybe this isn't a show for you to listen to. If this is a medical condition, I'm not talking about you, obviously. I'm talking about those who don't know. I mean, who won't take the time to do the right thing. Like those people who eat four cheeseburgers and go, what? What? I can't eat? Right? I mean, they're out there. You know they're out there. Now, the one lady says, because I'm a chubby black woman who happens to be very curvy, folks think that it's acceptable to sing songs about big bucks or make comments about having some junk in the trunk. Well, first of all, I don't know where you're going to hear that. Secondly, yeah, there's what that big I Like Big Butts song. Remember that? I mean, that song was like one of the most popular songs on the radio.
Yeah, but you don't sing it at a woman.
Well, you don't sing it at a woman.
That's what they're doing to her.
Well, how do I know what she was doing? Maybe she was bringing it on or something. I don't know. But the point is, no, you shouldn't be openly making fun of people like that. That's not right. But you're not going to stop people by calling it fat shaming or microaggressions. What are you gonna make a law against it? It's gonna stop? How's that work for murder, rape, shootings? For example, one fat and poor woman that Hunt interviewed, Anita, lamented that the microaggressions she felt, regardless of business clothing. I've experienced microaggressions around business wear, office clothes, said Anita, adding that many of her coworkers are resistant to discussions of size privilege. Oh, of course they are, because we don't believe in it. And business casual requirements in the workplace. What's resistance? I mean, I remember working for companies where business casual, my God, you said those two words and they were all over it. There was no resistance to talking about it. Now, I don't know, what do you want to make a component for plus people, large people, fat people, whatever word makes you happy? I don't know, what would that component be? You can't look at me weird, you can't say anything? I would think that that's just common courtesy. Have we lost that? You want to make rules on it now? It's just stupid. Many interviewees also expressed concern that their fatness was hurting their career. Maybe. Depends on what your career is. If you're a If you're a flight attendant, I don't want a flight attendant. I'm sorry. Not there. I have a hard enough time getting down the aisle. I don't need competition. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Next hour, we got a smorgasbord of stuff coming at us. Really, you'll enjoy it. Get some coffee. Come on back.